Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Going right now, we're going into the toilet when it comes to the stock market, when it comes to the general American economy. Prices were up 8.3% in August compared to a year ago. That was higher than analysts had predicted or expected. That has sent the market into a tailspin. With an hour to go and the big board, the Dow is down more than 1,000 points. Okay, this matters. It hurts people. If you have a 401k, if you have any kind of retirement savings at all, the double whammy of being hit by inflation, which means your money is worth less, and being hit by the decline in our markets and in investments, which is the worst since May, This is all very alarming. And who is to blame for it? Well, that's not really the question. The question is, how do you fix it? And the way you have to fix it is getting different leadership in terms of economic spending, spending a disaster for the Biden administration and a disaster for this company and for this country. The question is, are Americans the most unhappy people in the world? No, we're far from it. So who are the unhappiest people in the world? There's a new international Gallup poll. It's a little bit of a surprise. There's a country that is very unhappy now that was actually doing much better 2 years ago. Why? And which country has the most acute suicide problem in the world? It's a country you'd never expect, but there it is. Meanwhile, we spoke yesterday about the upcoming elections in Sweden. Those elections now are pretty well counted. They took place on Sunday. And it's a unprecedented right-wing victory. Why? On the issue of crime and public safety and shootings in Sweden, Sweden that has some of the toughest gun laws in the world. We will get to that and what it means when there are countries all around the world now where this crime problem is bringing more conservative leaders into power. I believe that will be the case in this election. That is, unless we get distracted by other issues. There's a big editorial today in the Washington Post about the Respect for Marriage Act. What is the Respect for Marriage Act? It sounds great, right? Everybody wants to respect marriage. This would basically provide a federal protection for what is already the case through the Supreme Court of the United States. In other words, it would be a protection against the Supreme Court reconsidering the Obergefell case. It would protect gay marriage, and it would mean that your gay marriage in one state would have to be recognized if you move to another state. Is it likely to pass? Well, probably not in the middle of the election year, but it is likely to be another tool that the Democrats will use to try to distract attention from some of the economic and, yes, foreign policy problems the American people are experiencing right now. Not just that, but education. Satisfaction with U.S. education has gone down dramatically. Now, why would that be? Why would we have this terrible thing in America's report card that tests for the competency of 8th and 4th graders and what they're learning? Now, it's not working here in the United States. And meanwhile, crackdowns on religious education over the issue, and this at one of America's truly distinguished universities, an issue of a refusal to charter a LGBTQ plus group on campus. We will get to that as well on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. We'll also be speaking to somebody with a long-term view who has been writing about American history as it unfolds for 50 years. His name is George Will. And I think he's one of the smartest people in the country when looking at our prospects and our problems. And we will be speaking to George coming up later in the show. Okay, first of all, the Consumer Price Index, which tracks a broad swath of goods and services, increased only 0.1%, 0.1% for the month. But it showed an increase of 8.3% over the past year. This is really not a terrible figure, but given the fact that the administration and people in power and a lot of the leading economists and economic prognosticators and analysts, that they all said that, look, inflation was getting better, it was going to get better quickly, it was going to improve very directly. Well, it's not moving in the right direction very speedily or very directly. And the result of that has been a collapse of what had been a little bit of what they called a relief rally. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is now down by 1,137 points. 100 points is a bad day on the stock market. 10 times 100 points is a disaster. This is CNBC's Rick Santelli, and you'll remember him. He's the guy who really helped to inspire the Tea Party all those years ago. And here's Rick Santelli talking about President Biden and the level of inflation spending. The president's supposed to be speaking later today about the Inflation Reduction Act, so-called. What about inflation reduction? Rick Santelli of CNBC, 14. Listen.
The thing that really bothers me with regard to inflation is everybody here on this panel agreed months ago that one of the reasons inflation was high was all the government spending. And after we agreed on that, what did the government do? They spent more. Student loans, welfare in terms of the CHIPS Act. Seems like nothing is sinking in. These numbers aren't better than expected, and maybe they should be, and maybe ultimately they're going to start to go back up again because we continue to go back to that well of debt and spending.
Okay, the well of debt and spending is damaging to the country's prospects. It's damaging to the ability of any successor government to this one to actually do the kind of projects that need to be done. Boy, do they have an idiotic resolution in Los Angeles that's supposed to cure homelessness once and for all. Yeah, right. We will get to that. Karine Jean-Pierre this afternoon says, despite this disaster in the market, despite the problems with our economy, the administration is making brilliant progress on the inflation front. Clip 15.
What is your message to Americans who are seeing these rising costs, and are you confident that you're doing enough to finally bring these down?
So look, the president has said for some time now, when it comes to his number one economic priority, is to deal with inflation, is to make sure that we are lowering costs for Americans, for the American people, for American families, Americans who have to come around the table, once a month in particular to figure out how are they going to pay those bills. Again, this is why the event that we're having in less than 45 minutes to celebrate and talk about, you're hear from the president about the Inflation Reduction Act, is so critical. That is why Democrats and this president did the hard work to get that done.
Okay, again, I remember there were all kinds of people. When you look at the Inflation Reduction Act, a lot of it was about climate change. A lot of it was about access to medical care. There really wasn't much in the act that was meant to address inflation. And it seemed like a kind of a clever, ha ha ha, we're going to call it the Inflation Reduction Act, so then who could deign to be against it? Well, given the fact that inflation has not been reduced, and since the act passed, things do not look like sunshine on a cloudy day. It looks like thunderstorms on a cloudy day. So what do we do about it? We will get to that and to more. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number here on The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start, so about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Talk about government spending and government spending fueling inflation. It's very simple. When you throw more money out into the system, government printed money and new expenditures, what all that means is that there are more dollars flying around, so that each one of those dollars is worth a little bit less. And when things are, when the money is worth less, then it ends up moving toward being worthless. And you end up having the same sort of situation that my grandmother used to talk about with horror, the kind of situation that wrecked Germany right after World War I with inflation that was crazy, where you literally had to spend thousands of marks to buy a loaf of bread. Now, we're not in that stage. We're not close to that stage. But we're moving in that direction, and part of the stupidity is new things like, why this moment for a student loan forgiveness that is going to end up costing, people have estimated, a minimum of $300 billion and perhaps a maximum as much as $1 trillion. Why are we spending so much money on promoting electric cars? And again, especially when all of the science shows that electric cars may be spiffy, they may be neat, you may love them, then go ahead and buy them. But to spend government money subsidizing electric cars when they make virtually no difference at all in terms of the global warming, the climate change issue, Bjorn Lomborg has again written a phenomenally important column. And he asks the question, if electric vehicles are so great, why mandate them? Why not simply, people will find a great product and buy it and make it popular. And if electric cars are such wonderful products, why aren't people rushing to buy them? And why is it necessary for the state of California and state of Washington to say that by that is some date in the near future, I think the general date they're using is 2035, they won't even permit the sale of conventional fuel-based cars. In any event, he says, why does the world spend $30 billion a year subsidizing electric cars? In reality, electric cars are only sometimes and somewhat better than the alternatives. They're often much costlier, and they aren't necessarily all that much cleaner. Over its lifetime, an electric car does emit less CO2 than a gasoline car, but the difference can range considerably depending on how the electricity is generated. Making batteries for electric cars also requires a massive amount of energy, mostly from burning coal in China. Add it all up, and the International Energy Agency estimates that an electric car emits a little less than half as much CO2 as a gasoline-powered one. The climate effect of our electric car efforts in the 2020s will be trivial. If every country achieved its stated ambitious electric vehicle targets by 2030, the world would save 231 million tons of CO2 emissions. Plugging those savings into the standard United Nations climate panel model, that comes to a reduction of 0.0002 degrees Fahrenheit by the end of the century. So that is 200,000ths of a degree Fahrenheit difference. In other words, immeasurable. It's not anything that anyone would feel or that matters concerning what their goals are. Electric cars' impact on air pollution isn't as straightforward as you might think. The vehicles themselves pollute only slightly less than a gasoline car because their massive batteries and consequent weight leads to more particulate pollution and from greater wear on brakes, tires, and roads. On top of that, the additional electricity they require can throw up large amounts of air pollution depending on how it's generated. One recent study found that electric cars put out more of the most dangerous particulate air pollution than gasoline-powered vehicles in 70% of U.S. states. An American Economic Association study found that rather than lowering air pollution, on average, each additional electric car in the U.S. causes additional air pollution damage worth over $1,100 over its lifetime, the lifetime of the car. It's incredible. And yet, if you speak against electric cars, which do cost a great deal more, and then you have all the problems of the range and the plugging in, the recharging, and the spending we're spending on that, what's the difficulty? Part of the difficulty is more and more and more government spending and deeper and deeper and deeper government debt. Senator Dick Durbin pretends that it's Monday morning quarterbacking to blame Democrats' avalanche of spending for inflation. That's not Monday morning quarterbacking. It's before the game quarterbacking. It's people who actually made it very clear, as Republican leaders did. Certainly Mitch McConnell did. Kevin McCarthy did. All of the Republican leaders in the country called out the Biden administration for irresponsible spending. And they simply denied it. Here's what Senator Durbin, the Senate whip for the Democrats, had to say. This is 13A.
There's a lot of people, and not just Republicans, that say we've just spent too much money. We did it during the pandemic, issued a lot of debt, a lot of dollars, like the Fed did, a lot of programs. And then just this year, CHIPS Act, Inflation Reduction Act, student loan forgiveness, which I know you were in favor of. Any second thoughts whatsoever about maybe that's adding to the problems? And, you know, here we are, the Fed's got to basically orchestrate a recession, which hurts everybody, just sort of to deal with all the overspending we've done. Any truth to that in your view?
Okay, and here is the answer.
There are a lot of people right now, Monday morning quarterbacking, maybe it's Tuesday morning in this context, but they basically shouldn't try to rewrite history. What we went through with the pandemic was unprecedented in the economy of America, a sustained period of time where there was a virtual timeout and a real question as to recovery. Look what's happened with the number of people, the number of jobs that have been created under this president just in the last year and a half. And we see a lot of activity that is encouraging. Yes, there are the fires of inflation, and American families are fighting them. But gasoline prices are coming down, thank goodness. And that's a good indicator for a lot of Americans.
Okay, and yes, gasoline indicators are coming down. But when you talk about Tuesday morning quarterbacking, as he is, why not pay attention to what people were saying about this increased spending? And now you have Pete Buttigieg, who is the Secretary of Transportation, saying we need to solve all our problems by moving more quickly to only electric vehicles. More on the problem with that. Also, a Lindsey Graham federal act to take a more moderate position on abortion. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The coffin carrying the late Queen Elizabeth is back in the London area. A plane carrying the coffin landed at Royal Air Force Station west of the city. It came there after leaving Scotland, where mourners, including King Charles, traveled to pay their respects. The coffin now making its final trip to Buckingham Palace in central London. A new poll shows Americans are moving on from the coronavirus pandemic. Research out from Axios shows Americans are working and adventuring outside their homes, even though COVID cases increased at the beginning of the summer. The poll finds a vast majority of Americans believe COVID changed our lives forever, but we're now in a better place than a year ago. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby is noting a shift in momentum in Ukraine's war with Russia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And on the Michael Medved show, the ongoing collapse, and it sure feels like a collapse, continues on Wall Street. It's now, it's almost painful to say it, but it's the news, and the market is about to close in less than a half hour, and the Dow is down 1,250 points. All the big markets, the S&P, the Dow, NASDAQ, they're all down more than 4%. And this is devastating. And partially because so much of this has to do with the way people look at money and look at the economy and look at their future. And the idea that at this particular point, we need the government to force us to transition to electric vehicles that, as Jan Lomborg has proven, and by the way, citing all of the accepted UN and other sources, the electric vehicles, you may love them, you may love your Tesla if you could afford it, but for goodness sake, the idea that this should be the only cars that are permitted for sale in the state of California, the state of Washington. I believe there are now eight other states that have gone along with this electric car bandwagon. Here is the Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, talking about the move to electric vehicles. Listen, clip one.
It's interesting to see how the states are trying to go above and beyond what we're doing at the federal level, and I'm really interested to follow these developments while we continue to set a national policy that's the baseline for all of this. We need to move in the direction of electric vehicles, but we've got to make sure that this happens quickly enough to help us beat climate change.
We've got to make sure that it happens quickly enough to help us beat climate change. Okay, Bjorn Lomborg writes, electric cars are often a luxury item. How many of the households in the U.S. that own electric cars have incomes exceeding $100,000 a year? Two-thirds of all the people who have electric cars are earning more than $100,000 a year. For 9 in 10 of electric vehicle-owning households, it's only a second car. They also have a 9 of 10. They also have a gasoline-powered car, usually a bigger one, such as an SUV, pickup truck, or a minivan, that they use for long trips, given its longer range. And it takes additional cost to make electric cars convenient, such as installing a charger in your garage. Those who can't afford it, or who don't have a garage, will have to spend a lot more time at commercial chargers than it takes to fill up a car with gasoline. This is all why electric cars, writes Björn Lomborg, still require such massive subsidies to sell. Norway is the only country where most new cars are now electric. And that took wiping the sales and registration tax on those vehicles worth $25,160 a car, on top of other tax breaks such as reduced tolls. Even so, 12.6% of all Norwegian cars on the road are electric. That's only 12.6%, even though it's the only kind of, it's the among new cars, it's a majority. The country has the wealth to pay for them partly because of its oil revenue. And the trade is dubious. To cut one ton of CO2 emissions through the subsidization of electric cars, Norway has to sell 100 barrels of oil, which emit 40 tons of CO2. Needless to say, other countries' car stocks aren't likely to be anywhere close to 100% electric anytime soon. The U.S. Energy Information Administration, which is the federal government, estimates that barring new legislation, only about 17% of all new U.S. cars will be electric by 2050. Which means, I guess, that California is flat out of luck in terms of getting new cars. Because they're saying long before 2050, it's 2035, that they won't allow gas-powered vehicles to even sell. What it translates is that 13% of the total American car stock could, on the most optimistic basis, be electric by 2050. It is hard to imagine places like California continuing to demand that they can purchase only electric cars. Electric vehicles will take over the market only if innovation makes them actually better and cheaper than gasoline-powered cars. Politicians are spending hundreds of billions of dollars in keeping consumers from the cars they want for virtually no climate benefit. It's nutty and bizarre. The White House economic advisor, Heather Boushey, also went forward to say that the inflation crisis, which is certainly the most intense of anything we've seen since the 1970s, don't blame Biden. Why not? Listen, it's clip 8.
So the president is focused on rising prices. He has been for quite some time. So let's take a few steps here. We know that we have high prices here in the United States as well as globally because our economies are all emerging from this global historic pandemic that upended global supply chains. It caused all sorts of bottlenecks, and that was the root of the problem. Of course, then adding fuel to that fire was Putin's unprovoked war in the Ukraine that has upended global oil markets and gas prices globally. So these are some of the roots of the problem. What the president has been focused on is, first and foremost, he focused all of last year on making sure that we fixed all of the challenges that he could fix in terms of supply chains.
Okay, the president's focus that she's talking about is very different from the president's actual achievement. And this is going to be, and has to be, the dominant issue coming up in the election of 2022, which is an election that now, according to almost every analysis, is close, particularly in terms of the Senate. Most people acknowledge that the Republicans will take over the House, maybe not by a huge margin, but by some margin, and that Kevin McCarthy is very likely to come forward as the new Speaker of the House. Okay, That will give Americans what has been a normal situation for the last more than 50 years, which has been divided government. And that appears to me something that the Americans want and that they will end up voting for. The idea that the Democrats are now turning to the Respect for Marriage Act as a campaign plus, the editorial board of the Washington Post, of course, a great, very prestigious liberal news outlet, the Washington Post says the American public overwhelmingly supports marriage equality. More than 70% believe same-sex marriages should be legal, according to Gallup, and a bipartisan bill codifying these protections easily passed the House with support from 47 Republicans. So it's disappointing the Respect for Marriage Act is facing inexplicable pushback in the Senate. We urge conscientious Republican senators to work across the aisle to pass a measure that is popular, common sense, and above all, moral. In July, after nearly one quarter of the House GOP caucus joined with Democrats to pass the act, many observers hoped it would herald a rare bipartisan breakthrough on LGBTQ rights. The Senate version of the bill, co-sponsored by Senator Feinstein and Senator Baldwin of Wisconsin, was also backed by Senator Tom Tillis, Republican of North Carolina, and other Republicans. So what about these ideas of last-minute bills by Lindsey Graham, one of them, on abortion, and then the idea on the so-called Respect for Marriage Act? We will get to that and to much more coming up on the MedVet Show. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVet history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVed History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, talking about, well, of course, the issues leading up to the election, which will be very significant, the election that attempts to move us from all Democratic government to divided government. And by the way, I am not taking seriously all of the talk about Republicans in the House of Representatives moving immediately to impeach Joe Biden, so the government is no longer divided. The rational fact is that in the United States, if you look over the last the years going all the way back to the Truman administration, So you're talking about more than 70 years. In that period of time, two-thirds of the time, the government has been divided. There's been a different president and a different House of Congress, at least, controlled by a different party. And we've actually had some of our most successful presidencies in that situation. We had that with Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan never, ever, ever had a Republican majority in the House. But he worked with the Democrats, and yes, there were more Southern Democrats who were more conservative that time to work with. But then you also had the example of Bill Clinton, who, whatever you want to think about his presidency, there were some real achievements, like ending the deficit, not ending the national debt, but ending the deficit at least for a couple of years, passing welfare reform, other things, and he did that together with both a Republican House and a Republican Senate. The idea that we are coming back, almost certainly, to divided government shouldn't terrify people. Let us go to Jeff in Seattle. Jeff, you're on the Michael Medved show.
Yeah, Michael, it's like the unintended consequences of what the anti-abortion people, they've gotten what they wanted, and see what's happened. Look what happened in Kansas with the vote. And if they want to get rid of same-sex marriage, they might as well sign a suicide pact. The Republicans might as well do that, because what happens to the people that are married? How do you nullify their marriages? What about their benefits?
You don't. Jeff, you're right. I agree with you. I think if Republicans launched a new drive to undo gay marriage, there are over 500,000 same-sex marriages in America. What do you say to those people? And I don't believe that government should be in the position of wrecking people's lives. And so you don't have any disagreement from me. The question is doing it right now, and it's actually kind of surprising, because I would think that the Democrats would want to continue to use this as an issue to agitate people and get people to the polls. But as you probably know, Jeff, now the polling, according to Gallup, shows that 70% of Americans support same-sex marriage. And I don't think there's a state in the union where people would vote, even if they could, even if they did overturn the Obergefell decision, where the people in the state would vote to abolish gay marriage. So, again, I don't think that you will find, in fact, I don't know of any prominent Republican who has suggested that an attack on same-sex marriage should be part of the Republican agenda in this election cycle. Does that reassure you a little bit?
Pardon?
Yeah, I hope that reassures you, because there's really no reason, especially when you do have 47 Republicans in the House who have already said they're in favor of this Respect for Marriage Act. By the way, to make it even harder for people to vote against it, the Respect for Marriage Act includes a protection for interracial marriage, which has been the law of the land because of the Loving case since 1967. I think the only opposition anyone could have to the Respect for Marriage Act is that it's unnecessary. And it suggests to people a menace right now that doesn't really exist. Speaking about suggesting a menace that doesn't resist, an indignant email came in from Todd in Kent, and I wanted to respond to it right away. He says, your emotional doomsday reaction every time the market drops 500 to 1,000 points, even though the market was up so much more the previous week, laughable. Markets go up and they go down, over 100% since the market low of March of 2020, and it's only down 17.6% from its high in January. I don't hear you're freaking out when it goes up. So stop freaking everybody out when it goes down. The recent declines are negligible in the big picture. You panic, uneducated listeners, when it drops 3 to 4% and claim it is destroying their financial future, when in fact they are still sitting on gains of over 20% since the market high in February 2020 before the COVID recession dropped. You clearly know nothing about investing or the stock market, so stop your irrational emotional reactions just because the market isn't going up in a straight line. Give me a break. Look, the problem with the market is that it often is an indication. It's a leading indicator of the direction the economy is going. And one of the things, Todd, because I'm sure you read the economic news, as your email indicates, people were speculating very seriously about a recession. And a recession as a means, basically, of slowing inflation or ending inflation. And then the exuberance about the last couple of sessions on Wall Street, where, yes, the market did go up, but had to do with the idea that we were going to avoid that recession danger. And about half of Americans have some kind of stake in the stock market. They have some kind of investments, 401ks or retirement accounts or things that are based upon the market. But there are half of Americans who don't. But they do feel and remain vulnerable to a recession. And one of the things that I think it's worth celebrating is, yes, the increase in jobs. We, in fact, had Nick Eberstadt on talking about his book, Men Without Work. One of the difficulties we have right now is not a shortage of jobs. It's a shortage of people who will take those jobs. So, again, I take your correction. I certainly do not mean it to be a theme on this show that everything is falling apart and that we have nothing but gloom ahead of us. I believe that it's a selling message and a more accurate message to be optimistic. However, there are elements in the society where It's one of those things we talked last week about the increase in traffic deaths. So this is at a time when cars are so much safer, and we've been going down and down and down and down in traffic deaths, and all of a sudden it bumps back up. We've talked about this regarding crime. The decline in crime, the decline in murder and other violent crimes has been dramatic going back to the 1980s and 90s, where it's been very steady and decline and decline and decline in major cities like New York. And even Seattle had lower crime rates than 10 years or 20 years or 30 years before. But now all of a sudden crime is going up again. And a lot of these indicators about crime, about suicide, about drug overdoses, there is something wrong, and I think it would be inaccurate to suggest that the prevailing national gloom isn't part of trying to get the economy back on a steady and reliable and optimistic course. We will continue talking about that, of course. There is a series of other incidents that I think deserve some attention. The trial of Nicholas Cruz, which is almost done. He was the school shooter at Parkland who murdered 14 people, and he's confessed to that. He's confessed to murdering 14 students and 3 staff members and wounding 17 others. But the question is, will he get a life imprisonment or the death penalty? And the psychologist who was speaking in his behalf had an amazing effort to try to make the case for Nicholas Cruz. We will get to that and to much more. George Will coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.